Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Paul Lind, naked bike riders and dating apps, all coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Here at the Bob and Tom Audio Institute, we catalog key pieces of audio for archival and historical purposes. We continually research and examine significant pieces of audio to ensure their accuracy and validity. Today, we look at the first ever recording by Thomas Edison, where in 1877, he successfully recorded the following on a primitive wax cylinder.
A little piece of practical poetry. Mary had a little lamb, its feet were white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
The distinguished staff here at the Bob and Tom Audio Institute noticed the labeling method used by Mr. Thomas Edison. This famous piece of audio was labeled 05TE for Thomas Edison, 02. Knowing this format is the industry standard to this day, we here at the Institute theorize there must be a 05TE01. After years of research and investigation, we have uncovered the following audio cylinder. This is the very first ever recording by Mr. Thomas Edison.
Okay.
The first words I spoke in the original phonograph.
Here we go. What's up?
This has been a Bob and Tom Audio Institute exclusive. Thank you for joining us.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, here you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Willie Griswold.
My man.
Josh Arnold's here.
Yes, and I have a question for Mr. Paul Lind here in a second.
Oh. Yes.
That's exciting. Here's Cosby's over there. I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold.
Well, I can't wait to hear what you have in the question.
Well, Tom, Aaron has written in from Athol, Idaho.
Yeah.
What?
A-T-H-O-L?
We've talked about Athol before.
There's also an Athol, New York, right?
And Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Okay. A couple in here.
I guess I just met a lot of them in New York.
Aaron says, Dear Tom and Pat, my wife and I went to a biker bar last weekend.
Nice.
I drank a lot, and I decided it would be super funny to go up to the microphone that was on stage there and deliver this joke. Mr. Paul Lind, perhaps you could help me.
Of course.
Paul, yes. Why do bikers wear leather?
Because chiffon wrinkles so easy.
So Aaron went on stage at a biker bar and did
that. Right?
Did he say how the fellas reacted?
Mixed. But he says he's still alive. And could you please play Get Drunk with Dignity? No.
Gosh. Just walking out of the bar, there's just this guy. He's got a goatee and a leather vest on. And, hey,
I actually used to like Hollywood Squares. That was pretty good. That wasn't
bad. Well, thank you. Now we turn back to the Bob and Tom Sports Desk featuring Chick McGee.
NHL news just for Joshy over there.
Thank you.
They may soon have, this story's all about Josh. The NHL may soon have a rather sizable cryptozoological presence as the brand new Utah franchise that starts play in 24-25 might be named the Yeti.
Oh, that's cool.
Y-E-T-I. Yeah. It has emerged as a possible name for the forthcoming franchise. Team owner Smith and Entertainment Group announced yesterday that the Abominable Snowman, among the six finalists among the Utah Hockey Club for the Utah NHL franchise, here are the finalists. Are you ready?
Before we go, I want to say something.
Yeah.
This would be irresistible for headline writers.
Yeah.
When in the first season, are they winning? Not Yeti.
Yeah.
It's also a hand-in-hand sponsorship by the Yeti company.
That's a child's joke.
Of course it is.
That's a joke a baby would make. You got Yeti.
Yeah.
Mammoth. Mm-hmm. Outlaws. Blizzard.
Ooh.
Shut up. Yeti, Mammoth, Outlaws, Blizzard, and Venom.
Venom?
All of them are kind of cool.
Yeah. Venom doesn't fit the hockey.
The ultimate
Utah has a lot.
They insist that the ultimate decision is going to be left up to the public. Their online vote is continuing. It ends on June 20th.
All right.
Should Yeti come out on top, it will actually be the second NHL team to be named after a, as they say here, cryptid?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a cryptozoological
creature. Something that doesn't exist, yeah.
No, there's plenty of evidence to suggest they do, but...
The Seattle...
Kraken?
Kraken. That's exactly right. So you have the Seattle Kraken and the Utah Yeti.
Oh, the Yeti has to win.
Yeah, you can have cooler night.
I know, right?
I mean, the mascot would be so fun, and... Whatever the fine folks of Utah choose. Which name don't you care for? You said not all of them
you
cool.
Said boo.
The Mammoth?
Yeah.
The Woolly Mammoth? That's historical. The Outlaws? I didn't like the Outlaws the most, I think.
I'm sorry, you're correct. I booed at the Outlaws.
Oh, I mean, there were a lot of outlaws running around Utah back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeti, Mammoth, Outlaws, Blizzard.
And I love the band The Outlaws.
And Venom.
I do, too.
Green Grass and High Time.
Really?
Oh, excellent guitar work. That's one of the great debut albums, often overlooked.
I've never listened to it top to bottom. I should.
It's very good. Very good.
I think it's correct. It was overlooked.
Would you go see a double bill of The Outlaws and The Outfield? It would be.
It
would also be
counter programming.
Yeah.
There'd only be a couple of originals, I think.
You think?
Henry Paul, I think, is still in the Outlaws.
I'll give you guys five guesses on where I got this story from, and the first four don't count. Are you ready? A bike share company in Toronto is urging riders to wipe down the seats if they're renting bikes for the city's upcoming World Naked Bike Ride.
Yeah, that makes sense to do that. Yeah.
See,
why do you have to tell people that?
You do, I guess.
I'm not telling them. Read the story.
Bike Share Toronto. I still don't know why you just don't do these. I don't understand it. Bike Share Toronto shared the advice ahead of the event's 20th anniversary Naked Ride this weekend. Director Justin Hannon said, quote, as a matter of common courtesy and hygiene, which most people probably follow anyway, we strongly ask and encourage those riders to wipe down the seats and handlebars after their ride so they are sanitized for the next rider.
I'll wipe down my seat and my handlebars. My handlebars.
Do, 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 do. What is that?
What are you doing? A little Flobots for that ass.
Flobots?
Yeah, the Flobots. Or just Flobots.
A song you would absolutely hate. It goes into this weird talk rap. Look at me. Oh, my. It's just.
I think it's a good time.
In 2009, that's a blast, you know?
Yeah.
I got on my original iPod. I'm walking down the street. I got a skateboard still. A lot of fun.
There you go, Tom. Are you in already?
No, I'm. So far, I hate it.
You like the ukulele so far?
Oh, you like it? You love a ukulele.
It's a ukulele and
get
it's rap.
Get to the point.
There you go.
How long is it? What are you doing?
I ride my bike with no handlebars.
A little megaphone there?
No handlebars.
Oh, God.
No,
are we out of bullets?
Why is this?
I can ride my bike with no handlebars.
Could you turn it up a little?
Wait, you're going to hate it more.
Is that on your phone?
No handlebars.
Two, three, and?
Look at me. Hands in the air like it's good to be alive. And I'm a famous rapper even when the pass are all crooked-y. I can show you how to do-si-do. I can show you how to scratch a record.
He loves it.
This guy's white. right, isn't it?
Very.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Those are the prism.
Only 7 more minutes, Tom.
Okay, I have enough to hate it. Now, Pat, you have participated in one of these naked bike rides in Philly, right?
No, I just knew about it. My friend does it. Richard Bush from a group called the A's.
I have an idea for
it. I know.
That's a real thing.
Yeah.
Huh.
Next year for the Naked Ride. This is a great idea.
But this is the Naked Ride in Toronto.
I know, but my idea would work for any of the Naked Rides.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Logo, the Bob and Tom logo on shower caps.
Oh.
Right? You follow me here?
All right.
Yeah, I know what a shower cap is.
You put the shower cap on the bike seat. Hygiene. It's
perfect.
Like a bike condom.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow, I'd be a little chafing.
Good.
I don't know.
That's pretty good.
It's very good.
Now, does everyone leave the seats on, or are there some adventurous folks that mount the post, if you will?
Mount the post.
My handlebars.
How could you? I mean, I love riding my bike. I can't imagine riding it naked, though. Wouldn't you?
I wouldn't.
Where do you put
it's a real popular thing up in Burlington, too. They do it.
Where do you put the what?
Accoutrement, if you will.
Where do you put it when you're riding with shorts?
They're packaged and sectioned off in the way God intended with trousers.
I mean, mine wouldn't hang off like the seat. I don't think they would kind of blob.
Yeah, I don't think it would be.
They're kind of blob up front.
You don't want to get it caught in the gears.
I don't run the risk.
Well, I'm sure you might run that risk.
Yeah, I'm not running that risk.
old long sack over there.
How you doing, Droopy?
Two hard-boiled eggs and a tube sock.
Have you ever seen that famous photograph of the? There's a famous photograph of a bicycle team.
Yes.
And they're remember that? And their pants are all...
They're wearing bike shorts, which leave little to the imagination anyway.
In this particular case, I'll have to dig this thing. It's hilarious.
You can see everything.
Oh, God, it's so funny.
Tom, the inner sleeve of one of the Queen albums that had bicycle races on it has a picture with hundreds of naked bicycle riders.
Really? Oh.
I want to ride my bike.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, whatever you're into is okay with me. I don't quite understand the point of it.
You don't have to wipe the bike seats down, though. That's like a myth. Same with gym equipment. It's just like a cast iron pan. You're seasoning it.
Okay.
Preparing it for everyone around
that's
you.
That's an interesting school of thought.
The human condition. We learn from each other.
You're seasoning it, so you don't want to wash the bike
seats. That's right. Somebody reminded me, New Jersey Devils. Also, I guess that's a cryptid.
Absolutely. The Jersey Devil.
Mm. Right? In the Pine Barrens, Jersey Devil.
Oh, yeah.
A fun time, the naked bike ride, certainly. Does that conclude our sports broadcast?
If only it could.
Stupid world record.
An Italian DJ has broken the Guinness World Record for the longest marathon club DJing.
Oh, that's good. This will sound good. We'll all love this.
DJ Faber Marrera, whose real name is... Art Smith. No, it's Fabricio Marrero. Performed for 244 hours, 2 minutes, or 10 days and 4 hours to claim the title.
Wow.
He's 59 years old. His set beat the previous record by 44 hours.
Oof.
Marrero described himself as full of adrenaline.
It sounds like Scooby-Doo named him.
Marrero. He began feeling the effects of sleep deprivation by the fifth day, and during the final 2 days... He experienced crazy sleep crises.
I have no doubt. I mean, that leads to death.
He didn't consume coffee, cigarettes, or any other stimulant. He even opted to take an anti-doping test to prove his sobriety.
Wow.
To successfully achieve the record, a dancing audience of at least 10 people must be present at all times.
Ugh.
And it says here, as with all... longest marathon records, he accumulated 5 minutes of rest per hour of activity. That might also be more painful than not having any rest per hour.
Yeah, sometimes when you stop, you're like, why did I stop? I should have just kept going.
Can you roll the 5 minutes over so like you can take an hour break?
I think you can.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
But still, how many times can you stand there next to your rig and throw your arms in the air and point?
You're doing more than that. You're sliding, you're turning there, you're scratching. You're...
A lot of sliding, a lot of turning, a lot of scratching going on.
A lot of art.
A lot of shifting.
A lot of pointing.
A lot of morons out there. Thump, thump, thump. No,
these are brave men and women out there, and they're pushing the button, going, "Are you ready for the next one?" And we need them there doing that work.
Yeah, you have to.
Someone has to do it.
Cheering for the DJ is like giving a standing O to a projectionist at a movie theater.
Yes, thank you, Pat.
Which you are supposed to do. I don't know what.
Well done.
Why? I don't. I'm surprised Guinness allows this because someone is going to die doing one of these sleep deprivation things.
Got to make history somehow.
Okay, all right. Well,
you know what song he played the most?
What?
562 times.
You dance to this?
All right, party
people. Well, when it kicks in, you can.
Well, sure you can dance to it.
Get on your feet. How do you ride your bike? Tell them how you ride your bike.
Is that your Italian accent?
Is that Italian? I can ride my bike with no handlebars.
Handlebars.
Is he talking into a Dixie cup?
It's a megaphone. Oh, kind of that, yeah. You know, like the old crooner.
Tom Waits.
This was a hit?
It was.
Yeah. The very end of VH1
kind of thing. Look at me, hands in the air like it's good to be alive.
Well, now, when I see you dance to it, I now realize why it hit the top 40.
This is a fun one.
It was one of the songs that I put on my MySpace page.
Right.
Yeah. It was because some hot girl that was a junior at the high school, and I was in eighth grade, she had it on hers, so I was like, we have a lot in common.
Ah. That's sweet. Christy Lee is over there. I can see her at the news desk.
It's news time.
Give us one quick story.
Tokyo City Hall is working on a new dating app. It's all part of a campaign to encourage marriage and childbirth. Called Tokyo Futari Story, the initiative aims to create couples or futari in a country where it's increasingly common to be hitori or alone.
Haven't we learned that the birth rate in Japan is something, it's gone way down?
A site offering counsel and general information for potential lovebirds is already online, and a dating app is in development. Tokyo City Hall is also sponsoring dating and relationship events, including one that allows couples to have their stories turned into magna comics or songs. According to health ministry data, marriage is on the decline in Japan, while the country's birth rate fell to an all-time low, as Josh just mentioned.
Crazy.
Well, there's so many people.
Mm-hmm.
Tokyo's crowded already.
Sure, but
but they're not going to have enough young people to support the old people.
Yeah, that's
don't
the thing.
They also? I'm just trying to remember. Don't they have the highest average age of death?
Yes, the Japanese.
Also, if they're living to be 102.
Right.
I know they have the most, and I forget the word, centenarians. Or
centenarians.
Something. Centenarians.
Mm-hmm. That's half man, half horse, right?
They have the most of those per capita. Yes, it's a horse over 100 years old with a large. There should be one in America for people who absolutely want to have families. Instead of Tinder, it would be Breeder.
Oh.
I'm not joking.
Yeah.
You can tell by these stellar laughs that got. no, seriously. I think there'd be men and women who go, yeah, I want to have a family.
And you don't even have to talk about it on that part of your first date. Do you want kids or not? And then,
Well, there is an app. There's an app called KansasCityKicker.com. That's all about.
Well, even on Bumble or Tinder or Hinge or whatever, you can have a little setting and it'll show on your profile.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking for to be just casual, just kind of fun, something serious. I want children. And you put it on I want children. The ladies are real nice. They're receptive to you. You go on a date. You hook up. You block them. You just move on.
Mm-hmm,
no
yes.
one's the wiser.
Yes.
Yeah, I got one for bitchy gals.
Really?
What's that called?
Uh-oh. Called Grumble.
It's pretty good.
I'll listen to you, bitch. What do you want to complain about?
Isn't listening to women bitch any dating site?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you guys okay? What's going on over there?
I like it. Ladies are annoying. Let's go.
Try to live without us.
Oh, I am.
Yeah. How's that going?
Pretty rad.
Yeah, you like
I do whatever I want whenever I want.
Hang out with the cats, watching movies, doing your thing.
Yeah, have a lot of money saved.
I love that.
It's
not
awesome.
Not getting in fights about chicken marinades. My goodness, how fun that must be.
Yeah, by the way, during the break.
Do your own dry rub.
Don't have to pretend to like some family of hers.
During the break,
they always
by the way,
suck, don't they? They're not good.
We were talking a few minutes ago about Josh crowd surfing, and there was a video of it. It's pretty amazing. And you said there was some guy in a wheelchair crowd surfing. I thought you were joking, and then I saw it.
Yeah, that happens a lot. It's great. It's a wonderful thing.
Now, do you have to strap yourself in so you don't get separated from your chair? That would be my.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Hold on, yeah.
Because you're kind of, you know, you're still sitting in it, but backwards, so your back is sort of keeping it. Yeah, no, yeah, I think okay. You're okay.
Well,
yeah,
Josh loves doing this. We were on, we got lunch the other week. He'll just, any guy in a wheelchair, be like, hey, come on, let's go have fun. They say, no, we're cheering.
Yeah, it's, the old people really complain.
Yeah, it's fun.
Let go of me, you insane man. Yeah, you. Get your hands off me.
I wasn't in Iwo Jima for you to manhandle me.
The man's a war veteran.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.